Stephen Jill here with Justin. Welcome to the Land Academy show on this Friday. It's a special Friday. I think this is the first time all three of us are doing it.
I think so.
It is.
Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella with Justin's guest, Justin Sliva, and Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California and Dallas, Fort Worth. Today, Justin and I talk about Finance Friday with special guest Jill, which is a little bit strange.
Thank you.
I can't even read it. It's so strange. Right now.
I kind of like this. I just get to sit back and coast and comment now and then. And yeah, this is awesome.
I'm going to say some revealing stuff about Jill.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Jill loves to be the only girl. Like wherever we're just like with a bunch of guys, she's like, yeah, I like being the only girl.
Actually, it is nice. I understand the dialogue. I understand. Yeah, I get it. It's good.
Before we get into the show today and find out the deals that Justin is doing and the deals that Jill's doing, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Do we need to ask?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Travis asks, has anyone successfully used the CoreLogic API to fetch their data from RealQuest Pro instead of the GUI?
User interface.
Oh, the new user interface. Got it. What would be a quick and helpful way to get the number of lots in a given area, if that's possible? Faster than searching county by county on their website? Any ideas?
Yeah, so the RealQuest API is literally the back end, CoreLogic API of ParcelFact. So yeah, actually I have a lot of experience using that. This will be solved, what you're trying to accomplish, when we release access to data tree. The searching function and the parcel checking function based on geography, even map searching, is instantaneous. It's leaps and bounds above what we'd use for RealQuest. However, the real value in RealQuest is it has, I think, a superior search function for land. You know, I know you have experience with both too.
Yeah, it's the data tree is a ton better on houses. It leaps and bounds better on houses. But when you get into RealQuest and actually getting the lots down, it's way easier to use in RealQuest. And you know, for somebody that may have half the price on what the data is, it's worth it for me to pay more on data on RealQuest because it's so much easier to manipulate with land. And yeah. So that works out for us a lot better.
Same exact experience here. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So with House Academy, we'll be which is a couple months away from release. A
couple months.
The subscription to DataTree will be included, much like RealQuest Pro.
Because actually personally would like to have a life, so that's why my House Academy is going to be not next week. Maybe a month or two.
Are you missing date night?
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
We literally have a meeting right after we're done recording this.
Yeah. Wow.
We'll show about how much we're not going to work next week.
Well, you know, and this is so true. We have had, I'll tell you, you know, Omar, one time we were talking to our team about, you know, I don't know, we were just having a heart to heart with everything. And Omar says, you know, one of the reasons that I'm here and I work so hard is because I've never been anywhere where the owners work so hard too. You guys are here and you kill it and you show up. And I walked away from that going, man, I'm doing it wrong.
I'm working way too hard.
Exactly. I walked away from that thinking, you know, boy, you're about to be really disappointed.
Oh, no.
You know, Justin, your kids are still real little, but
yeah,
it, when they get a little bit older, it just becomes a sport to kind of disappoint them.
Oh, no.
When they're real little, you want to entertain them and play with them and the whole thing.
Yeah.
You don't want ever see them disappointed when they're little, but when they're teenagers, it's a blast.
Yeah.
Is that why number three was excited to go have breakfast with us? He's like, oh, I get to actually see my parents today.
Yeah. We took him out last night too. It was kind of a thing.
And yeah. he never stopped talking.
Yeah.
He just wants to be loved.
That's all it is.
Damn kids.
You know what? Give us a good kid story. When the kids are little, give us a good kid story recently.
Oh, man. I do a car show on Sundays sometimes, and my son wanted to go with me, and I was like, yeah, sure. So we took that's why I bought the Z28 because it has a back seat. My wife wouldn't let me have the Cobra anymore.
Yep.
So I'm driving him. It's a 20-minute drive up there, and we hit some corners. He's having a little bit of fun. We get up there. He wants a cinnamon roll, so I give him half of a big cream cheese cinnamon roll. We're eating it, and I'm talking to this old guy, you know, and this, I go to this place because these old guys, they kind of mentor me on like business life and everything, 'cause they've done it all. And there's about 100 of them that show up on Sunday morning to this little bakery. And we're talking, and this guy I've known since I was 14. And my son just looks at me and goes, "My stomach hurts." And I go, "Why?" And the next thing I know, he's projectile vomiting all over me inside this bakery. And the older gentleman that I talked to, his name is Colin. He doesn't have kids, and he's never had them, or he has a daughter, but she's long gone grown. And he just looked horrified seeing this projectile vomit coming on me. And so I'm taking off my jacket, taking off my shirt, cleaning everything up with it. And then he's like, "What are you going to do with that stuff?" And I put it in a bag from the bakery and threw it in the trunk. And I said, "Well, going home now." Yeah. And I don't know if it was a mixture of the sugar and then just going kind of fast in the car.
And the back seat and the
Got him all shooken up. And then when we went coyote hunting, we were coming back, and I let him play with his tablet on the way back. And we get back into, it's a 5.5 hour drive. So as we're pulling back up to drop the first person off, he's like, "Daddy, my stomach hurts." I was like, "Oh, heck no." Yeah. Out of the car.
Ouch.
Out of the car. So he's okay now, but it kind of has to make you do a little bit different look at what you're doing and how you're doing it. So
that's
it's really funny when they're little and they throw up. It's just, they're so surprised, like what's coming out of their body, and they're shocked, and they don't know if they're looking to you like, "Is this normal? Is it going to happen again? Did I do something wrong?" It's really funny.
Yeah, no, it is. It's fun.
It's really entertainment in that. Jill doesn't see a lot of
it. No, I kind of do now that they're older.
Yeah. Or it's somebody else's kid.
It's your turn now.
Yeah. No, it's fun. It's fun for us.
Every time we see people your age in a restaurant and their kids are all doing something bad, we just, both of us say, "You know what? I'm glad it's your turn."
Exactly. Yep. And then we don't go to that restaurant again.
Yeah. Just kidding. We go to adult-only restaurants. We sit at the bar. We
don't. That's exactly it. That's true.
We sit at a bar that only allows 21 and older people.
Yep. Yep. No, I get it.
The food's substandard.
I try to leave my family in the restaurant and sit at the bar too, but my wife.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna go to the restroom. I'll be back.
I'll be right back.
Actually, you're at that age where you do a shot of tequila when no one's looking.
That's right. Yeah. And go back to
dinner with the kids.
That's what I would do.
a shot of Fireball, and they think it's a peppermint that you had, and you're like,
"That's my mouthwash."
Yeah.
What's this show about?
Yeah, are we doing deals today?
Today's topic is Finance Friday with all three of us this time.
Yeah.
This is the meat of the show.
Yay.
Justin, give us a rundown. Jill will do the same thing of maybe, I don't know, top three deals you got this week.
Yeah, kind of a crazy week. I will say, I will throw in, we always talk about our successes on Finance Friday. We talk about, you know, we're killing it with these deals. And sometimes we pick a deal and we green light it and it doesn't go through close. So I had a couple of those that just had some hair pop up. I'll give some highlights on some good ones. $40,000 for a property. It's kind of a big infill lot in Roswell. And asset value is like $280,000-$300,000. So we've got it under contract. We're going to keep running with it. So it should close here pretty quick. Couple in Florida, we picked up, and it was actually from the Land Investors link that came through where we helped out with that. And
those are good properties.
Yeah, 18 and some change in closing. I think we're going to be about right under 19, and comped them about $45,000-$48,000. Yep. So solid double. You know, those help investors change their life, and that's the cool thing about this. Had a few more. We had one pop up. We paid 10 for it. It has some timber on it, and when we sent it to our big timber buyer in that area, he found something wrong in the GIS, and the map overlay came back. It showed 2.34 acres versus 10 acres, and we're like, "Oh wow, this is not good." And we got a hold of the county, got a forester involved, got a surveyor involved. They walked it, and then our surveyor and forester is like, "Dude, y'all got $100,000 in timber on this property." So we're like, whoa. So, you know, those are the deals that keep us all coming back. So we have a few timber buyers that are lining up. There's 5 foot of snow to get there, and so we can't really get across it. So our timber guy rented a snowmobile, rode up, and he's doing a timber cruise on it. We're doing it that way. So
awesome.
You know, yeah, so that's kind of a cool thing. That's the stuff that we like to see. Had a lot of movement on deals this week. Had four get contracts that we had partners with. So that we're partnered on. So we're seeing, on sales side. Yeah. So we're seeing business pick back up. And as y'all know, we just turn everything back into the business and fund more deals. So it's just, it's a good thing for all.
We have an allocated fund that Jill and I personally started. You know, mm-hmm. she took money, I took money out of our own stuff, out of our separate stuff, and allocated. And that's what we're using for 100% of the deals right now, and it's no yeah. sign of stopping. So,
mm-hmm. yeah,
that's great. You know, is this timber? You're the first member that I know about that is actively making this timber thing work.
Yeah,
can you just summarize that on a national, maybe on a Texas level, and then on a national basis?
Well, we don't do timber in Texas. Timber is kind of a false sense of security for me.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. So we all talk. I talk a lot about the exit. You'll hear me say, I want to know how I'm going to exit a property, whether it's going to go to a terms deal or a cash deal. Timber gives me a false sense of security that there's a commercial value attached to it too. Now, whether it is really or we actually realize that, it doesn't. But for me, from an investment standpoint, I like that. We see some special uses in that and we like it, but, you know, it's, you can't just blanket, you know, hey, this area has all this great timber because it could be pulpwood and you're buying into something. And the Southeast got really saturated back in the day from dentists buying 40 acres and planting pine trees on it. And that was going to pay for their kids' college and it never did. Mm-hmm. So you see two sides of that, but.
How much of it is subject to local regulation?
All of it. Everybody has a different thing, and it's subject to distance to the mill. You know, so you may have pine in the Southeast that's not bringing any money, and then in the Northwest, it's just going crazy. And so it just depends on every commodity is area specific. And then, you know, the treasure hunter in all of us says, hey, Ed, if we have this type of tree here, you know, we can potentially make quite a bit of money. And, mm-hmm. you know, but that's just your treasure hunter. You say, oh, if I find a black walnut tree in Georgia, it's going to make X amount of money for that one tree. And you're like, but it's chances of it being there are pretty slim.
So what's your advice to somebody new? Bring in an expert.
Yeah, that's, you just build your team with experts and they're area specific too. So it's not like, oh, I just hire this one guy and he's going to take care of my whole business throughout the country. No, it's area specific.
So what do you do? Jump on Google and really just try to figure it out. See if there's any value. Like a deal comes in, it's wherever. Let's say it's in Georgia.
That was my question too. Okay. I was going to say too, how much time and money are you spending on doing your due diligence here when you're-
We price.
You have to balance because that's what I'm doing too right now. I have to balance. Am I going to spend a half a day on this? Because it's in the gray area anyway. I'm not sure.
We price everything for land. We do not go in as timber buyers. Okay. So that's kind of a fallacy there. We say, oh yeah, I like trees. That's kind of, I think it takes a picture well, you know, so we talk about what excites us in our acquisitions. Desert does not excite me. So if I see a place with a bunch of trees, I'm like, oh wow, the trees, the cabin's going to sit in the middle. I can sell that. It's when you see some of our videos that come back and big pine trees and cedar trees, it looks beautiful, especially with a little bit of snow on it. You have that Hallmark feel and we look at it that way. We price and buy on the land value, and then we start looking at exit strategies from there.
So let me give you a couple what-if scenarios. A deal comes back from a Land Academy member. It's 20 acres in north central Michigan.
Okay.
It's packed with trees. What do you do?
So
you like the deal just on the deal.
So what we do is we'll go parcel fact, check access. Access from parcel fact, we move over to Lands of America and Realtor and pull it up on the map, get down to the parcel level, see what it looks like on the map outline and start pulling back to see what comps do on the land value for what the market's dictating.
It's exactly what I do so far. Yep. Exactly.
Yep. So we, and then we line out that because it's not for us, it's about land. We're going to try to sell the land to somebody, whether it's recreational property or not. Now, if we see a value, if something looks like it sticks out that, hey, it may have a value for a commercial use, like if, I know y'all have talked about on the recent podcast is, hey, some commercial deals that we get a piece of property and Kmart's on one side and Walmart's on the other. Hey, what strip mall wants to be right in between that because somebody wants to drive off that traffic. So once you have the land value assessed, then you move to what the other what ifs are, you know, and can you hit a home run with those?
Like so, timber.
Timber. Like, it could be.
In Michigan, would you test for timber?
No, I wouldn't. Not necessarily. Okay. No. Right. There's specific markets that pull a lot of timber and there's others that wouldn't. And it's not something that we haven't actively said, hey, we're going to shop timber, only timber. We look at land with trees. And so we look for recreational property with trees. Go ahead.
Like we started to go down that path too in a house that we were flipping where it was, there were these, everybody was talking about these palm trees and how, palms, you know? How valuable like these dumb palm trees, because it was on a half acre in Mesa. It's long been sold. It was gorgeous, but everybody
huge
was
huge lot.
So we had a lot of people saying how valuable the trees are, but when it came time to it, nobody wanted them. Yep. We're like reaching out everywhere and just, and we're also not tree salesmen and I don't want to be a tree salesman.
It was a rabbit hole. Yep. You know, because then it was the removal cost exceeds the value.
Exactly.
Then we were looking to donate them to try to get a tax thing to Arizona State University.
And exactly. I don't know,
two weeks later, Jill and I are knocking our heads.
Like, who cares about the stupid trees now?
Somebody said it's worth $50,000. That's what happened.
Like per tree.
And it sent us down this rabbit hole.
Because they were, I mean, how many tall, 50-foot tall, gorgeous trees. That they, I really do believe they are valuable. But again, it's not our thing.
And
we don't want to get caught up in it. Because you'll be wasting all your time on the stupid trees.
No, you're exactly right. Me and my partner have had that conversation about velocity of money. So if I buy something and say I used Michigan and it had value for timber and we said, hey, we spent $10,000 on the property. It's worth 30 on the market. And we say, hey, we do want to hold this. We could probably get 40,000 in timber. Well, if we're going to have to hold it till the snow dries and we're just going to be stuck on it, what can I do with that $30,000 in the meantime? And absolutely. So that's where the velocity of money comes in. And that's, we talk about that a lot between, we've talked about it in Finance Friday in the past. I know Jill, that as you start doing that with these guys, you know, you'll start seeing your partners want to turn down deals that make money. And you're like, okay, hey, we had it listed for 20. Somebody offered us 15. Take the deal and let's roll. We're going to put it back to work. And that's the key part for all of this, for all of us, whether it's a land investor fund deal, if it's a plum deal, whoever is, let's turn to money, because more money in deals means more money for all of us to do more deals.
Yep. And well, keeps, that's the way we've run our business since the 90s, before me. That's the way Steven's always been, and that's been the underlying theme. Who cares? You know, and when I came along, it was drilled down in my head, we are wholesale.
Yep.
I hope the next guy makes a fortune.
Yep. Because he's going to come back.
Exactly.
Oh, forever.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm not here for retail and hold their hand and hang out for 6 months and
The worst car I get from a partner is they call and say, hey, I've got this offer, but I don't really want to present it because I think we can hold out and get more.
I hate that.
Take the deal. Let's roll.
I can't stand that.
Yep.
Well, you know, and you often find too, even in like we've all been in this situation, shucks, I should have taken that first one. That was the best. The longer you hang on to it, you find that then things happen. Like, darn it. That guy was all cashed up, ready to go.
Yeah, I'm dealing with that negotiation right now on one of the houses I'm in. And and if I tell you I hate houses right now, I hate houses right now. It's in that, and where I think you have the pride in me on one side and the investor on the other side.
This is awesome.
Justin, like a devil and an angel.
Yeah, you, Justin, just cut it. You're going to make $1,000 and run. Or do I hold out for this and keep going? And then. So I have to, I have to say my piece. I'm like, do the deal.
You're going to quickly be like, we are, and go, well, that's the last reno I'm going to do. Because look how much time you put into it, how much energy. And going, I'm glad we did the bathroom, but I'm still staring at the stupid bathroom now. I still have it.
So
Rather let somebody else do it. I don't want to be a contractor.
Every once in a while, I don't know what the numbers are like. We do a deal like that where we get into it, we make $1,000 on it. And that just keeps you honest, you know? If you won, if you made $80,000 on every property, imagine how like fat and dumb you'd get.
Yep. Yeah, you would, just because you'd be celebrating so much. You're
you'd stop paying attention to acquisitions so much and really looking at deals that you want to do and don't want to do.
That's a show. Don't make too much money. You will get fat and dumb.
Fat and dumb is okay. Not today.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm actually one of those.
I don't want to be fat and dumb.
I'll let our viewers decide which one.
That's a, our transaction coordinator was working through a deal yesterday. She was getting angry about it. And I said, so I sent her an email. She needed a response on something. So I sent her an email and she goes, I just read your email. It said, don't be angry because it causes you to bloat, because she was getting so mad. Like, and she's super fit. And so it's like, she's like, she's sitting behind me in my office. And so I just emailed it to her so she could see it. She's reading it.
That's good.
She's looking at me. She's got upset. So it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Nice. That's really
Jill,
cool.
Jill, what kind of deals did you get into this week? I know which kind, but tell us.
I know. I was going to I like talking about something good and something bad. That's kind of fun, like good one and a bad one. Like I've got this awesome 20 acres in Colorado, and I just, you know, you talk about trees and pretty parts of the country. I get excited when I see Colorado.
Yep.
I've never lived there, but I just think it's cool and I love it. And I know that there's a lot of value there. Yeah. I mean, it's 20 acres. We're getting it for $7 million and it's worth at least $40 million. And I know it's going to go fast.
25 acres.
What county is it in, if you don't mind me asking?
It is Fremont.
Okay, good. I was going to say, we ran into a deal. We had broker opinion of $100,000 on a property we paid $7,800 for in Colorado. It was in Huffarno County. Wildfire comes through. They put a 5-year stay on any new buildings.
Whoa.
So I say that. So that's one of the things. We ended up selling a property and made, we sold it for like 25. So we made three times our money on it. We did fine.
Yeah.
But that broker opinion, you know, still hangs in your head. It's like, dude, $110,000 broker opinion. We had it listed for 90, had a few calls. Wildfire comes right up to the edge of our property, but they blanketed the county with the building permit restrictions. So, you know, those are, we talk about good and bad. You know, we still made money because we bought right. The acquisition side is what we're taught. We buy right. We can still exit it, but you have that risk there sometimes.
Exactly.
Now's a good time to bring this up. We are in the process of aligning ourselves with a company called Land Advisors, which is the largest national commercial real estate broker. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can just
I was going to talk about it, but that's
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you're doing it perfect.
No,
it's
you're
great.
Writing stuff down.
No, it's all good.
So
go ahead.
We're trying to get some kind of special relationship, not so much a reduction in the commission. But these guys have proven themselves since the 70s.
Yeah.
So, we're getting a lot of commercial real estate. We're finding, I don't know about you, Justin, but we're finding ourselves green lighting more and more really valuable commercial real estate. And I would like to, as a service, be able to bring a guy in on a national, they're from Scottsdale, they're literally in the same building that we used to be in there. Mm-hmm. And bring a guy in and assess this thing before we do the deal and say, we can sell this for XYZ. And here's the amount of time it's going to take for 10%.
Yep.
Like during the acquisition process, you know?
Yeah, no, it's exactly right. We did that on a big portfolio we looked at. We brought in a broker that was specialized in that area that knew the commercial in and out and had him shake down some deals for us. And, you know, he's like, hey, we just want an opportunity to bid the job. You know, if we get it, we want to run with it. And so that's the cool thing about that. These guys love it. That's what they feel for. They're not acquisitions people. They're salespeople, and that's what they specialize in. And that's what our whole thing is we have to realize we're acquisitions people. That's where we make our money.
Yeah.
Is put the deal together.
That's all we are.
Yep. Exactly. And once we can all remember that and not worry about the feel good stuff on the sales side.
Right.
Remember your acquisition. That's where you grind a deal out. Then we all are more successful.
That's it. So. I think for new investors, once you get rolling, you see that. Who cares how when it sells? You don't get excited at all. Like, oh, that one sold. Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. I knew it. I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to go. I really don't care. I knew it when I bought it.
Yep.
Two points in every deal for me that are fail great points. Right when the deal comes in and you look at it and you're like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. You get totally high off. I get high off that. And when you get the check at the bitter end. Everything in between is just paper shuffling and a bunch of stuff and talking.
See, I'm with you on the front part. I'm like super stoked. And I'm like, oh yeah, that was great. The shot's kicking in now. Yeah. The bank side, I'm like, now I got to go do something with that money. Yeah. I got to go put it back to work. And so I'm like, oh, it means more work. Let's go.
It's so good.
Fun.
At the moment, it's just our money. So what I look at is our asset value. So right now we'll ship out, I don't know, these numbers are close to 200,000 and what'll come back is about 800,000 when it's all said and done. And let's just say that takes 6 months. It's very conservative. I think it'll be a lot faster than that. There's always one lingering problem, you know, always.
Yep.
But if the vast majority of them just blow through, I mean, that's a hell of a return in a short amount of time. And, you know, we've got the members are making as much money as we are, too. So, you know, that's 600,000. They're making that margin, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've opened that back up for them with the service that both of us provided. So it's great to see that now that where they were stuck on this $500, $1,000 property to make $2,000 or $3,000, they could step up and say, hey, I'm going to spend $7,000 and make 40 back. So that person now has the possibility to make 20 grand and he didn't have that before. She didn't have that before. And so we gave away a piece of property on our last week on our show. And the lady, I said, hey, I'll let you have a piece of property. I'll give you $500 to work on your land deal, your business with, or you can just have the 500 cash. And she says, I want the property. Then she calls me back, says, can I take the cash and you help us invest it on land? I was like, well, she's read y'all's ebook. She's listening to y'all's podcast. So I'm sure she's going to hear this. And we said, well, let's show. We'll have a check-in with you and we'll do it. And so we're going to take her from this $500 onto what we can see we can grow her business into. And so it's a cool thing for us. Mom, married, 4 kids, is a school teacher. Going to prove that anybody can really do this.
That's great.
So that's awesome.
I love when that, you know, underdog slash unlikely person just pops up and just starts killing it.
Oh yeah. It's like awesome.
It was in their soul forever, you know, it just needed to come out.
Yep. You unlock that beast in them. It's great. It's great.
So. Do you have another property, Jill? Or you want to wait till the next
Friday? I'll do it next week. I've got some more to share.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 30 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss another interesting episode and we answer your questions online where they're posted on the Land Academy forum, landinvestors.com. It's free. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Thanks for the save there.
Well, I'm not used to this. I'm not used to you saying it. I'm like, you're on my, that's my part of the script. I'm all confused too. I know. I'm like, why are you, that's my part. Hold on.
Justin, plug your company.
We got Plum Investment Group, Casual Fridays REI Podcast. It's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And Land Mule, you see us out there trying to sell land.
Cool.
And get your deals funded at landinvestors.com. See you soon, Justin. Thanks.